Time now for the morning news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Kettnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 91. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The West Salem Volunteer Firemen's Association's Freedom Celebration will be held on Saturday, June the 25th and Sunday, June the 26th. Saturday's schedule of events will start at 6 a.m. with the West Salem Masonic Lodge breakfast at the firehouse. At 7 a.m., there will be the village-wide yard sale and registration for the 5K run walk at the First Christian Church. The kids' one-mile fun run will start at 8, with the 5K to start at 8:30. At 9, there will be wiffle ball and cornhole at the ballpark. The winning team will receive 20% of the entry fees at 1 p.m. Then at dusk, they'll have a huge fireworks display at Centennial Park, with Tristan Brock Jones performing. More news right after this break.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. It doesn't matter how big or small your business is. If you're a plumber, roofer, electrician, or remodeler, your business earns back when you spend, gets exclusive offers, and paint rewards. It all adds up to help drive your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/pro loyalty terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
Please leave a message at the beep.
Hey, it's me, your old pal Fun, checking back in. Listen, we gotta get back down to Holiday World and Splash and Safari. What do you say? Blasting out of the barn on Thunderbird, high-speed splashing on Cheetah Chase, and this summer, they've got a mind-blowing drone and fireworks show every night for 6 weeks. Tickets are still at HolidayWorld.com. Come on! Oh, the kids want to say something. Go ahead.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield Public Pool will be holding a free swim on Saturday, June 25th from 1 until 5 p.m. The event is free for all to attend and is being sponsored by Gordy and Diana Toombs. The Wayne County Saddle Club will be hosting a youth horse show as part of its youth series on Saturday, June the 25th. You must be a member to ride, but memberships can be purchased the day of the show. Local riders will compete in both performance and speed classes. The show starts at 10 a.m., with the Cook Shack having concessions available. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold a special meeting on Monday, June the 27th, at 8 p.m. at the West Salem Grade School to discuss the West Salem parking lot project with action possible. The Grayville City Council will hold their regular meeting on Monday, June 27th, at Grayville City Hall. In executive session, the Council is set to address the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the Police Department. Also in executive session, the Council will discuss collective negotiation matters and the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body. In old business are discussions on the water filtration plant, approval of TIF number 2 and revolving loan agreements, and demolition of the police department building located at 101 South Main Street. Among items in new business, the council will discuss the approval of a Class G special event license for the Moose Lodge Hog Roast, application for an FY 2022 Natural Gas Distribution Infrastructure Safety and Modernization Grant, and an extension request for Ameren Materials Storage at the I-64 Plaza. The Wayne City School Board met for their annual amended budget hearing and regular board meeting this week. They approved the hiring of Chris Robertson as part-time industrial arts teacher.
The board also approved a new attendance policy to be in compliance with the state's mandated 5 mental health days. Students will now have 5 mental health days and 5 excused absences allowed per year. The final exam policy was tabled until next month to change the wording for the number of tardies allowed in the new policy. The new policy will definitely have all students taking all exams in the fall, but will have an option to be exempt from spring exams based on attendance and grades. There were also discussions about safety and teacher issues. Jennifer Tolley was hired as the new special education coordinator and speech pathologist, and new camera and key fob equipment will be installed at the cafeteria door of the school to allow students to enter from the rear, avoiding safety issues from walking around the building. New Hope General Baptist Church recognized 3 recipients of their annual scholarship at a recent morning service. Jaden Boyd from Wayne City was awarded a $3,000 scholarship. She will be attending Lee University in Tennessee and will major in public relations. Jacob Britt was also awarded a $3,000 scholarship. He's from Fairfield and will be attending the University of Southern Indiana to major in accounting. Dawson Harris of Sisney was awarded a $500 scholarship. He will attend Frontier Community College, working towards an Associate's in Science degree. The New Hope Church Scholarship Fund was established in 2016 to support post-secondary educational opportunities to qualifying current members of New Hope Church or a church in the Union Grove Association, graduating high school seniors from Wayne County, or university, college, and technical school students. The Board of Trustees of the Illinois Eastern Community College District No. 529 held its regular monthly meeting at Olney Central College on June the 21st. A public hearing on the Community College District budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st was set for Tuesday, August the 16th at 6:15 at Frontier Community College. The tentative budget will be available for public inspection at the district business office located at 233 East Chestnut Street in Olney on or after Friday, June the 24th. A resolution was adopted authorizing the permanent transfer of approximately $80,000 in interest earned in the Working Cash Fund to the General Fund on or before June 30th. A resolution was also adopted authorizing interfund loans during the 2022-2023 fiscal year, with the loans to be repaid to the original fund within 1 year. A resolution was adopted to authorize certain expenditures from the Operations and Maintenance Fund, such as custodian salaries, and the board approved coverage of the district's property, casualty, and liability insurance with Wright Specialty. Approval was given for the district to pay accrued bills for a short period following the end of the fiscal year, June 30th. By July 30th, all accrued bills received during this run-out period will be paid and a report given to the Board of Trustees following the month. An affiliation agreement was approved between the district and the Deaconess Hospital Henderson, Kentucky location, and lease agreements were renewed between the district and certain locations and entities throughout the district. Special assignments for the coming academic year were approved for all 4 colleges, including lead instructors, advisors, coordinators, managers, directors, some athletic personnel, and operations and maintenance team leaders. The next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees will be held at Wabash Valley College on Tuesday, July the 19th at 6:15 p.m. Wayne City's Farmers Market will hold their Market in the Park again this Saturday. This week, Grab and Go Grill and JT's Restaurant will be serving food. Jordan Price will be performing. The event is sponsored by Wayne City Matters, a non-profit organization. Individuals with questions can contact Angela Heaton at 599-4552. Sisney's trash pickup will be on Tuesday, July the 5th, due to the July 4th holiday. All other days will run as scheduled. And agricultural producers in Illinois who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after planting should make an appointment with their U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency before the applicable deadline. To file a crop acreage report, producers need to provide crop and crop type or variety, intended use of the crop, numbers of acres of the crop, map with approximate boundaries for the crop, planting dates, planting pattern when applicable, and producers' shares, as well as irrigation practices, acreage prevented from planting when applicable, and other information as required. Producers should also report crop acreage they intend to plant, but due to natural disaster, were unable to use. Prevented planting acreage must be reported on Form CCC 576, Notice of Loss, no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date as established by FSA and under USDA's Risk Management Agency. To learn more, visit USDA.gov. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Lois Jean Phillips, 83, died on Sunday, June 19th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon today, followed by the funeral service at noon at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, Illinois. Burial will follow in the IOOF Veterans Cemetery in McLeansboro. Shirley Ann Hinton, 69, of Equality, died on Saturday, June 18th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Equality United Methodist Church. Burial will be at Lymington Cemetery in Gallatin County. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the Equality United Methodist Church. Barbara J. Whedon, 88, of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, June 15th. Funeral services for Barbara will be held at noon on Saturday, June the 25th, at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. George Thomas Tommy Churchwell, 95, of Carmi, died on Sunday, June 19th. Visitation and funeral are Sunday, June 26th, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at noon. The funeral starts at 2. Burial with military rites will be in the Kirkendall Cemetery near Carmi. Keith Stockey, 82, of Princeton, Indiana, formerly of Carmi, died on Sunday, June 19th. Funeral services will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 12:30 until time of the service at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Lynn E. Stevens, 65, of Crossville, died on Wednesday, January the 26th. In keeping with Lynn's wishes, her remains were cremated. A gathering of Lynn's family and friends for a celebration of life will be on Wednesday, June the 29th, at the Crossville United Methodist Church. Visitation is at 9:30. The memorial service starts at 11. Elsie Marie Donahoe Sharp, 95, of Papertown, died on Tuesday, June 21st. Funeral services will be held on Sunday at 10 a.m. at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation is today from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Interment will follow the funeral service at New Home Cemetery in Bluford, Illinois. Rosemary Rosie Murphy, age 89, of Olney, died on Wednesday, June 22nd. A graveside ceremony will be held at noon on Monday, June 27th, at Haven Hill Cemetery in Olney. Visitation will be at 11 a.m. until time of the service on Monday. Nellie Scrivener, 95, of Belrive, died Wednesday, June the 22nd. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon on Tuesday, June 28th, at Belrive Missionary Baptist Church. The funeral service is at noon, following the visitation at the church. Burial will be in the Opdyke Cemetery near Opdyke, Illinois. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly on our website at WFIWradio.com. Reporting for WFIW WOKZ News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
What if your surgery?